Shmuel Beis Perik Yud Pasuk Dalet. So Hanun ben Nachash, the king of Ammon's advisors, are warning him that David's messengers here in a message of comfort over the death of his father are here to spy and to check out the land so that they can start a military campaign of expansion. Don't trust them. Don't believe them. The Malbim actually brought down on the previous pasuk, did David send a message while Nachash was alive thanking him for what he did? No. So now it's just a pretext. You could see how this kind of political situation develops quickly in an atmosphere and a time of mistrust. We live in one of those ourselves. And anytime either side, right or left, has something to say, the other side characterizes it as badly as they possibly can. Spin, as they call it. Well, the spin here is bad. So therefore, Vayikach Hanun es Abdei David. So all the messengers of David, quite innocently, come to the court to deliver their message of Nichum Avelim from David. And Hanun immediately had them seized. Vayigalach es Chatzi Zekanam. And he shaved off half their beards. Vayichros es Madvehem Bachetzi. And then he cut off half of their garments. He cut their garments in half, ad shisosehem, which is a word one would not expect to find in the Nach, at the buttocks, as Forrest Gump once said, by Yishalchem, and then he sent them back. The convincing argument of his advisors has convinced him that the Jewish messengers have ulterior motives. But because he's a frat boy, Hanun ben Nachash, because he watched too many of the wrong movies in the 1980s, he decides he doesn't want to risk an all-out major war with the Jewish people by murdering them. So instead, he's going to humiliate them with a frat boy prank. So he's going to leave them as embarrassed as he can. The beard would be gone from half of the face of each of the men. The long robe would reach only to his nether regions, so that when one walks away, one is all embarrassed with one's hands trying to cover up. So he basically takes the approach, the way the Me'am Loes puts it, is he leaves them with half their dignity, because half of the reason they came was to honor him. But the other half of their dignity, because they intended to spy out the land, is taken away. This is, the Mefarshim say, Mida Keneged Mida. And again, you can't see that David did anything so terrible. He's just showing the standard protocols of diplomacy for neighbors. What is so bad about ingratiating yourselves with the neighbors? But while his reason for sending them to repay the kindness of Nachash was valid, Hanun's father, his actions were not valid because he was not supposed to do it. The Torah had specifically warned against seeking out peace with Ammon. And the reason for that, the Mefarshim explored the nature of Bnei Ammon is uncivilized and cruel. Because only somebody who had such ingrained cruelty, who had such a sense, again, you know, you imagine in the 80s it was always the blonde rich kids, the fraternity boys, the exclusive ones who hate nerds. These are the guys who are so cruel that they could come up with such a bizarre and yet humiliating punishment. Nachash had been that savage. We mentioned Nachash earlier when he made a peace settlement with the Jews of Yavesh Gilad and said only if they gouge out their right eye. So why is this? Why cut the robes so short? So by cutting the garments just below the waist, that is to scorn the mitzvah of Bris Milah, Chazal interpreted as meaning. And so they are cruel, they are humiliators, and they scorn the very mitzvah that sets us apart as the Am Kadosh for Hashem. So again, it's not just an example of, like I keep mentioning, you know, it's not pretty in pink. It's not Animal House. It's not just an, oh, look, the frat boys are mean. It's that there's a deep meaning behind the humiliation as to who they are and what they intend to say. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is essentially saying to David HaMelech that anybody who acts with compassion towards Amon is going to find himself disgraced and beset by trouble and embarrassment. Hashem said, yeah, I know you want to show kindness to Hanun, but you'll go against my word in Sefer Dvarim because of that. You should know better. And in the end, there's going to be a massive battle, including multiple nations, not just Amon, but Aram, various Arams, and a guy named Ishtov. We're going to see all of this in the upcoming Psukim. So that's why the Pasuk that said, Lo Sidrosh Lamom V'tov Asam Kol Yamecha Le'olam, all of your days forever, the man Loes points out, La'olam is spelled with a vav. It's spelled male, lamed, ayin, vav, lamed, mem. And that shows that there's a hint of something extra, which is that the anti-Semitism, the hatred of the Jewish people that is in the heart of Amon, is permanent. La'olam. And it will never be eradicated. So, what does David do when he hears the news? So, Pasuk Hey Vayagidu LaDavid VaYishlach LeKrasam. So they told David what had happened. They informed David, and he sent to meet these messengers. Ki Hayu Anashim Nichlamim Meod, and they were hugely embarrassed. VaYomer HaMelech Shavu BiYericho Ad Yitzamach Zikanchem VeShavtem. Stay in Yericho, the king said, until your beards have grown out, and then you can return. And we see, therefore, that David's sympathy for the blameless and innocent messengers, David's concern for the dignity of his fellow people, was absolute. And he said, wait until you come. And because all Jewish men in that era let their beards grow, never cutting any of it besides the mustache, not even with permissible means like scissors, let alone razors which were forbidden, showed that David really was concerned for them. And he said, stay in Yericho. But some say, by Yericho he means the outskirts of Yericho, so you're not in the middle of all kinds of people. Quarantine. Stay at home. Because you have the beard COVID. And you shouldn't have to embarrass yourselves until you are prepared to face people again.